Hi, friends. Welcome to Annie's Mini BFF podcast. I am your host and friend, Annie F. Downs, and I'm so excited to be with you all for a couple of minutes today and share a little story from one of my favorite books, the Bible. This season of the podcast, we get to read from the part of the Bible called the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell us all about Jesus's life when he was on earth. We read about his friendships, stories that Jesus told called parables, sacrifices Jesus made for us so we can be free, meals that Jesus shared with the people he was around, and of course, the miracles he performed for so many. Thanks to our friends at Zonder Kids. Today, we'll be reading from the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible. And for those of you who have a copy, our story begins on page 168. All right, mini BFFs, I want you to think about your very favorite toy, your most precious toy. Maybe it is a stuffed animal you've had since you were a baby, or a book you got for your birthday. Now, imagine what would you do if you lost it? You would go crazy looking for it, right? You would call your grown-ups and beg them to help you find it. Yeah, me too, mini BFFs. I'd be looking everywhere for my favorite toy. Jesus actually tells a parable in our lesson today about a shepherd who lost his sheep, and he reacts in pretty much the same way we would if we had lost our favorite toy. So, are you ready to get started with our story? Me too. This one is called The Lost Sheep. Here we go. The Lost Sheep. Jesus liked to tell stories. He used them to teach people about God. One day, Jesus was with a group of people who didn't have many friends and weren't at all popular. They had stolen money, cheated others, hurt people, and made enemies. This bothered some people. Why was Jesus friends with that crowd? So Jesus told this story. Once there was a shepherd who had 100 sheep. He loved them all and took very good care of them. He knew that the best place for them was close to him. Every night when the sun went down, he counted his sheep carefully, making sure they were all safe. But one night, the shepherd counted to 99 and then stopped. One of his precious sheep was missing. This was awful, the worst. There was only one thing to do. He had to find his lost sheep. Off he rushed, leaving the others behind. He searched high, he searched low. All through the night, he hunted, worried about his one precious sheep. Then at last he saw him. He grabbed that little sheep and carried him all the way home. And oh, how happy he was, how full of joy. His precious sheep was back where he belonged. "I am the shepherd," Jesus said, "and you are my sheep. The best place for you is close to me because you are mine." Just like the shepherd who celebrated when he found the lost sheep, God is full of joy whenever one of his children comes home to him. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you that you are always seeking us and you never stop. Help our hearts to always want to be close to you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, mini BFFs, I hope you can feel extra special knowing that God is always wanting to be close to you, just like we want to be close to him. He really wants to be in your heart and let you feel all the love he has for you. One thing we love to do on the Mini BFF podcast is to draw a picture to go with each story. So for today's drawing, I would love for you to draw a picture of a sheep. We have a really fun Journey Through the Gospels guidebook that you can actually download over at shopanniefdowns.com. It is packed with lots of activities, including a page for you to color the drawing for each episode. So you can find today's episode page and draw a picture of a sheep. I cannot wait to see it. Hey, get your grown-up to post it on social media. Tag Mini BFF Club on Instagram so we can see it. If you loved the story we read today, it actually comes from a whole book of Bible stories called The Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible. We've teamed up with Zonder Kids this season and are reading stories from three different storybook Bibles: the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, and the I Wonder Bible. To grab your own copy of these books, just go to faithgateway.com and use the code AD20 for an extra 20% off. Mini BFFs, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I am always so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grown-ups, your teachers, and your friends, and I'll see you next time. And hey, grown-ups, if you want to dive deeper into today's story from the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, you can read about it in Luke 15 in the Bible. Bye, Mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.